So how's the horse?
It's actually a pony, Ian.
Is it?
Yes. I've actually got a New Forest pony.
Have you?
Which is native to the United Kingdom.
Right, okay.
Yeah, because it's like a moorland horse.
A moorland horse? What's
well,
that?
Well, you know, like Exmoor, all the different counties we have in the United Kingdom.
Right, and how long have you had her?
Him. Bertie. Actually, his full name is Rushmore Bertie Wooster on his passport.
He's got a passport.
All horses in England have to have passports now by law. Proper passports, like we do for travelling overseas.
But does he travel overseas?
Have you... No, but by law, you have to have a passport in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
And that's whereby the vet will come along, draw a picture of your horse, with all the markings, every time you have an injection.
Draw it.
Draw it.
Right, okay.
So you didn't know that?
I didn't know that, no.
So you've learned something today.
I have learned something, yeah. And you said that Bertie was very upset when you got back from America.
Oh, yes, I went to America for a month. And I've had him for 11, 12 years now.
Yeah.
And the longest I've probably been away from him is 2 weeks. So you build up a relationship when you're going down 5, 6 times a week, feeding them, riding them, especially winter, summer. Going to see them in the field. So, of course, I left him for over 4 weeks. And when I got back, he was in his stable and he didn't look at me for 2 days, turned to the back of the stable, his back to me, and just wouldn't look at me for 2 days and completely sulked. And also had lost in the last 2 weeks, probably lost a stone, 2 stone in weight. And the vet reckons that he was pining for me,
mm-hmm.
which... kind of shocked me in a way because I wasn't used to that we built up that kind of relationship.
Yeah, so all horses like that?
I think they are because they do rely on human beings
mm-hmm.
and they do trust. It's all about trust as well.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, for example, if I go out for a ride on the lane and I might do the same route 2 or 3 times a week and, for example, one day last week there was a massive log just lying in the middle of the lane, which is not normally there. He would just spook at that. It's like, what, he would get agitated by it. Why is it there?
How strange.
Yeah, it is very strange. So and they remember things as well. They remember things that have annoyed them in the past and they remember things.
Mm-hmm. So you can tell whether Bertie's in a good mood or a bad mood?
Oh, completely. Totally. I mean, this is the cheeky chappy that if he has... the farrier coming to do his shoes, new shoes, which is every...
Sorry, what's a farrier?
A farrier is like a traditional blacksmith.
Right, okay.
So every 8 weeks they get new shoes so they can go out on the road
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't get their feet sore. But, for example, he hates the farrier or he's very cheeky with the farrier. So when the farrier's not looking, he sometimes unties all the ropes of the other horses that are in line waiting to have their feet done. So he's very much like a naughty teenager from school.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have their traits. And then other days he's like a grumpy old man not eating his dinner. And then other days, again, he's just like a 5-year-old child going 100 miles an hour around the fields that you can't stop. It's just, you just don't know from one day from the next what mood he's going
to
be in.
So it's not to do with his diet or...
No, a change in weather is a major factor, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, okay. And are they all like that? Are all horses, they've all got different personalities?
Yeah, they all have. But I do find that the ponies, the smaller ones, are a lot more intelligent than your big Shire horse.
Right.
And we've also got a donkey on the farm that's a complete psycho, so...
In what way is he a psycho?
He's just very noisy, I don't know. I just don't think because he doesn't get ridden.
Mm-hmm.
And you do find that... the ones that are getting ridden all the time are probably getting more attention.
Yeah.
Because they're being groomed, they're having dinner after they come back from their ride. While the ones just left out in the field, they must just get bored.
Mm.
I would.